The argument for an Australian republic and cutting ties to the British monarchy has been a politically charged conversation. Through a perceived reinvigorated national identity, we might have the ability to reinform customs, conventions and celebrations as they presently exist. Although Australia's historic military involvement has largely fuelled ties to other nations, shifting to a republic may not see a dwindled appreciation for Anzac Day. Jared Cross has this story.
If Australia were to become a republic, would we still hold the same reverence for Anzac Day and all that surrounds it, given its ties to the Crown? This is a question posed to a number of pro-republic academics, politicians and authors alike. And although the opinions were broadly similar, there's wiggle room as to exactly where the agreed-upon elements lie. Member for Kingsford Smith and Shadow Assistant Minister for the Republic, Matt Thistlethwaite, was quick to dispel the idea of a lost appreciation.
Of course, we'll have the same reverence and importance for Anzac Day as a celebration and a commemoration of the service of Australians. And in fact, I think it would go to strengthening the day because our head of state would be here with us, commemorating with us and celebrating the contribution of Australian servicemen and women, and that would serve to unite the Australian people around the importance of Anzac Day.
He went on to make it clear that a republic wouldn't mean a change in familiar customs, but a shift to constitutional structure to better reflect and represent the nation.
Australia becoming a republic isn't about changing public holidays or changing our flag or changing our national anthem. It's about us recognising our maturity, our independence, and finally having one of our own as our head of state and having the faith and the confidence that an Australian has the capability of performing what is the most important role under our constitution. So I don't think that you're going to see any change in the reverence or the significance of Anzac Day in Australia if we were to vote to become a republic.
While some Republican representatives prefer a more acute national identity, National Executive Director of the Australian Republican Party, Peter Constantine, believes the ties and nuance of colonial past might be hard to shake.
Australia's values going into the future, notwithstanding our multicultural entity as it's developed, is still of British persuasion. The Anzac tradition, notwithstanding the way it came about, is nonetheless a tradition. And the English language, the English culture, Western civilizational values carry over and would carry over automatically, I would think, when and if Australia becomes a republic.
Australia's involvement in the First World War was heavily informed by ties to Britain. Head of the History Department at the University of Sydney, Professor Mark McKenna, believes we could begin to question this involvement. Although our affinity with Britain has diminished, romanticism for Anzacs has not.
After becoming a republic, we might look with a little bit more of a critical eye on, and you know, a more realistic eye on our participation in those past wars and see them more for what they were, right? I think that's possible. But I think we shouldn't underestimate the pull, the magnetism of the Anzac story. You know, one of its biggest draw cards is that for a long time, in contrast to the deaths that occurred during the so-called settlement stroke invasion of Australia, that the deaths that occurred on the battlefield, that they were somehow honourable deaths. The Republic's been more about that act of severance, that cutting the tie, if you like, the final apron strings, as it used to be called, with Britain, with the Crown. And to me, that's kind of no longer a persuasive case for a republic because we've already left Britain's orbit. We no longer see ourselves as part of Britain.
Political commentator and chair of the Australian Republican Movement, Peter Fitzsimons, has a robust appreciation for national narrative as much as Australian soldiers gone by.
I don't think there'll be any diminution of our respect for Anzac Day, but I think Australia fighting in wars over the years, over the decades, has seen our sense of self-identity, of not being transplanted Britain in the South Seas, but being our own people in our own country, has been heightened through our war. You know, 60 years from now, you say, where will Anzac Day be? Very good question. I mean, it was not disappearing, but it was fading in the late 80s and early 90s. And then about 95, 96, it suddenly took on a new hold and had a new lease of life. Where that will be 60 years from now, I don't know. But I don't, you know, it's not just whether or not we are a republic that will affect that. But again, what's the republic about? One of the things the republic's about is a source of, is looking at us as a people. We're not an extension of England. We are our own people. We're proud of who we are, what we've become, what we've done. And on the world stage, in terms of things that we've made an impact on, I hate to use the hackneyed cliche, but it is true, we have punched well above our weight in warfare.
General consensus suggests that whether or not Australia remains a constitutional monarchy, its military past will continue to endear itself to the country. Professor McKenna again.
I think that, you know, Anzac is a myth, a legend that, like all myths, has survived because of its ability to be malleable, flexible, and sort of reinvent itself. And I wouldn't underestimate its capacity to survive.
Professor Mark McKenna, ending that report from Jared Cross.